Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man. Was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to Jesus, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too was a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Since 1953, Church is marked on the feast of the Presentation of Blessed Virgin Mary, what we call Pro Orantibus Day, the day in which we pray for those praying for us, especially those contemplative hermits and monks and nuns who in cloister or in eremitical situations never cease to pray for all of us in the world. It's also a reminder to us of the contemplative dimension of our life as lay people or religious sisters or as priests. Comes from this day of the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary because of what the early church believed about the young period of Mary's life based on the apocryphal gospel of St. James and the others which give the details of her presentation. The age of three, where she was placed on the third step and immediately made herself at home and then began to dance. And that's where Joachim and Anne left her up until the time, according to the pseudo-gospel, of the Annunciation. There are lots of problems with all the pseudo-gospels because they were written 200 years after the events took place. But they do show the enfleshment, in a sense, of some of the early traditions. And it was there, having been presented in the temple, that the early church believed Mary cultivated that contemplative heart that knew how to receive within all God was saying, all God was doing, all God was giving. It was from there that she was prepared so that when the Archangel Gabriel came with the words that would change human history, she was ready to give a wholehearted prompt and enthusiastic yes. So as we mark her presentation, it's a time for us to remember the one thing necessary, the most important part of our life, all that God similarly wants to do for us, to make a place within our hearts for him continue to speak and his voice to echo, for him to continue to act and find in us a willing collaborator, for him to continue to give and have us receive with joy. Today's readings help us to focus on two different aspects of the contemplative life that can make us even more grateful for those who never cease to pray for us, but can also help us to imitate their virtues and Mary's virtues. First is in the Gospel with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wished to see Jesus. He had this deep hunger to see the Lord. But he was short. He had a handicap, we could say. But he wasn't going to let that get in the way. He was already a much hated public figure. Tax collectors were the ancient mafiosi. Everybody was looking to tear them down. Not only were they collaborators with a foreign power, but they would often extort money out of their own people. And he was the chief tax collector. To make matters worse, he was the chief tax collector in the lowest place on earth, Jericho, which had a symbolic significance as the sewer drain, the cloaca of all of civilization. But even though he was so low in many areas, when Jesus was passing by, he didn't want to miss the chance to see him. So he did something foolish and embarrassing according to the standard, something for which the people who were already prone to mock him might have found an easy excuse. Pretending he was a teenager, he climbed up on a tree in order to see over the obstacles of everybody else. Contemplatives are those who seem to give up so much, whom the world doesn't understand, who leave everything in order to be able to go and behold Jesus for the rest of their life, letting nothing get in the way. When Jesus finally came, he spotted Zacchaeus. The good shepherd always knows the sheep by name, and he came there precisely to save Zacchaeus. And he said to him words that should never cease to echo in our own response. Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for I must stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus responded with alacrity. He came down immediately. Jesus doesn't want us going slowly. You know, my parents and I have been walking around yesterday, and I just can't possibly keep up with my parents. Which is why I begged them to take a cab today up here, because I would be panting by the time I would get here. Come down quickly. Come down quickly. That there's the rapidity of a response. We see so often with the calls in the gospel that they responded, start team, immediately to the Lord's call, leaving things behind. And there's that promptness that's got to characterize our faith, especially when it comes to the Lord. Just as the Lord wanted to stay in Zacchaeus' house, so he wants to abide in us and have him abide in him. He was able to say so truly that salvation has come to Zacchaeus' house because salvation was in the Savior. And in receiving Jesus, he was receiving salvation. Second element we see from the readings today that characterizes contemplative life is perseverance. What an extraordinary witness we have in Eleazar, this nonagenarian Jew who refused to save his life. Picture the scene, trying to stuff his mouth with pork. And this venerable man spit it out. And when they were trying to do some type of accommodation because they didn't want to see him killed, just substitute some pork. He valued the example he was setting for the young so much more important than being scourged or being killed. He persevered all the way to the end. One of the most beautiful things about monastic life in the church, it's the way they die. Nowhere on earth is there a happier death than as people in a monastery prepare for the coming of the bridegroom for whom they've been climbing trees all their life long. It's lit with candles in anticipation of the Lord's coming, and the persevering witness of a beautiful death continues to inspire all the young to hunger eschatologically for that time where Jesus Christ passes by and says, come to me quickly, arise my beloved and come. And like the gazelle, they go with haste. Perseverance and courage is a virtue that all of us need to show to everyone in the church. And we should be preparing each day we get older, to give that greater example of faith, that we're not living off the faith of our childhood out of our initial moments, but we're seeking consistently to open ourselves up to what the Lord wants to give us in a day so that we grow more mature. As we age in the faith, we recognize that we're not still whom God wants us to be, that as we grow closer to the Son, we begin to see so many more of the blemishes. It's an opportunity for us in growing in humility to recognize that everything's a gift, and that as we grow older, that God wants to give us more, not less. Eleazar, as he aged, recognized that God was still giving, that God was there, that God was giving him an incredible exclamation point in his life, this ability to show at his end what he had been choosing throughout the journey, that the Lord was worth it all, and now was the time for him to prove it. Today, as we pray for all those praying for us, we give God thanks for all these holy vocations, and we ask that their prayers for us might be fruitful, and that we might imitate what we see in them, climbing whatever obstacles necessary in order to see the Lord, making the effort, and learning from Eleazar how to continue to grow so that our example, far more than our words, might teach future generations that God is worth it all. And to help us to do this, today in our house, we receive the same Savior whom Zacchaeus himself welcomed. When we couldn't see Jesus on account of our sins and were so frail that we couldn't even climb a tree, he climbed one for us so that we would never be able to take our eyes off of him. As we prepare to meet him, let us ask for the grace to act according to all those prayers being made for us in monasteries and convents across the globe. Praise be Jesus Christ.